I am in studio with
Maddie Fraser.
Okay, and tell me what you do, Maddie.
I am a local photographer here in town, and I'm also a wife and a mother.
Okay, awesome. And it has been brought to my attention that you have been on a mental health journey. Mm-hmm. Now, it is International Mental Health Awareness Week, and so we would love to hear your story.
Yeah.
So why don't you just tell us, in a nutshell, from start to finish, what is your story?
I've walked through anxiety, different stuff like that my whole life. But starting back right around 2020, so about 4.5 years ago, I got into active therapy. 4.5 years later, I feel like a brand new person. I just feel so fulfilled in everything I do. I feel like I walk through life just with like such a confidence of knowing who I am as a person. Along that same line of, I've been diagnosed with different things like ADHD along kind of the mental health journey and figuring out everything that falls under that. And so I think also being able to go from like 2020 Maddie, who just was overwhelmed in the best sense to put it, to now 2024 Maddie, who just is like so solid into who she is and loves the confidence to even be able to share a journey like this. And I just feel wonderful.
You did mention to me earlier that you went through kind of some hard times, mm-hmm. some I guess challenges that contributed to kind of maybe being in a place that wasn't as healthy, mm-hmm. the 2020 Maddie, yeah, as you put, yeah, it.
We've walked through a lot of different things. We've walked through infertility. I am so thrilled and happy to say we have our little miracle baby boy. His name's Callum and he's 2.5. In 2020, we all know what happened, but I'm originally from the States. The borders closed. I had just moved to Canada and married my husband. On the same line of having the most wonderful partner and husband, he also walks through a lot of really challenging mental health. And so
I remember
feeling like a bad wife and a bad friend, and I didn't look in the mirror and like who I saw, and I just felt lost, and it was really, really scary and really, really, really dark. What if everyone's life would just be okay if like I wasn't, like I felt like I was the factor that was so dark in all of it, because when you're in that, you just can't see past it. And so I remember thinking that and going, that's a really, really scary thought. And I texted my husband and I said, I need to go to therapy. That darkness was engulfing and overwhelming. And I have always loved who I am as a person, but kind of looking in the mirror and just absolutely hating what was looking back.
Did you ever feel like you had to look like you had it together, or you felt like you were crumbling inside, but you were presenting yourself as everything is okay? Did you ever feel that pressure?
Oh, yes. I was like the people pleaser to the max. Like, it just made me feel lonely. Maybe we aren't allowing ourselves to really feel those big emotions.
A lot of people feel that it's not okay, mm-hmm. to show emotions.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we've been taught?
Oh, yes. Yes, it has been.
So what have you learned about your emotions, mm-hmm. when and where to share them and how?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What have you learned about that part?
I've actually realized through sharing my own personal journey, like even through social media, helped me get here today, which I'm so happy to be sitting with you. But I bottled everything up and just like it just like stuck to the core. Like it just kind of like felt like I never got to get it out of me. And so even the other day, I'm always actively working through therapy and different mental health things. And this past year, I've gone through some really heavy stuff. And I was talking with my husband about it. And it's going to make me cry because it's still something I work on. But I was like, I don't ever get to be angry. And that's not fair. Because I was like, if I don't allow myself to be angry at things, angry when I'm hurt, or angry when someone did something that was not fair to me, or angry that something didn't go my way, if it's reasonable, like, it feels hard, but it feels really freeing. Because being able to regularly tell myself it is okay to not be okay. It is okay to feel angry.
Right.
It's okay to feel mad. It's okay to be sad.
It's okay to feel.
It's okay to feel.
Yeah.
Just as like I want it to be the same conversation as it's okay to feel happy, and it's okay,
yeah,
to rejoice, and it's okay to feel proud, and it's okay. Like, we are made of emotions,
yeah,
and we walk through everyday life with emotions. Like, I felt so happy coming in here to sit and talk with you. We need to allow ourselves and give ourselves the permission to feel all emotions. I started giving myself permission to sit with anger.
There's a lot of reasons to feel anger, mm-hmm. and to feel hurt in the world today.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going,
yeah,
on that is unjust, mm-hmm. and hard. And so anger may very well be an emotion that we feel.
Oh, yeah.
How do we deal with anger in a healthy way?
Just really crying and checking in with myself as a human and saying, what do I need? And then working through that and giving myself the permission to do that, because I used to not give myself permission to take days off or pause work or be like any of that. And now I'm like, no, 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 Maddie, I'm looking in the mirror. I like looked at self in the mirror. I'm like, it is okay. And go sit in that bed. Go put your comfy clothes on and cry and sit in that bed if you need to. And it has helped so much. It's still an uncomfortable feeling to sit with sometimes, because again, I don't think a lot of us get permission to feel angry. So it's still something I very much like try to work on, but it is also something that I look and go, that is okay. And happiness is going to come again, because it always has. It always has come again.